On Sunday, this coming Sunday, one of the, I think, important topics that we'll discover will have to do with true love and justice. True love and justice. We're going to be looking at it partly from a secular standpoint, but primarily from a biblical perspective. And I want to tell you, you may be surprised at what the secular perspective has to say about justice. I want us to join together to see how well we're doing with regards to the value that we really place on justice. I mean, the value that we truly place on justice. And see the connection between justice and love. True love and justice. That will be the discussion that we'll be having this coming Sunday. All right, so let's take a look-see at some of the pros, the cons of cell phone safety. Looking at what people are saying on both sides of that issue. Cell phones are safe. Cell phones are not safe. The cons will be the side saying cell phones are not safe. And so, of course, that'll mean that the pros are saying cell phones are safe. Before we begin to look at this, what is your conclusion? Based on what you've read, based on what you've heard, based on what you just think about it, what would you conclude? That cell phones are or are not safe? One of the keys, one of the dilemmas, tricks here is going to be that, as I mentioned a little earlier, we have people who are citing peer-reviewed studies, reports that have been written up, studies that have been written up by professionals. They have been reviewed by fellow professionals who confirm their findings. And here's the thing. This is what makes it so tricky. Both sides have professionals, experts, scholars who have written studies about the safety or the lack of safety of cell phones. And both sides have professionals who have read and confirmed the findings on both sides. So we're going to be sharing both sides. You be thinking through these. Look for inconsistencies. Look for consistencies. Look for sound logic. Listen for unsound logic. Look for whatever's going to help you really put the pieces of the puzzle together and see if you can reach a conclusion. It may not be that important to some of you as to whether or not you reach a conclusion about the safety or lack of safety of cell phones. Some of you, it may make a difference because it might help you determine whether or not or how you will use smartphones. You know, I gave just those three options. There are more, but primarily those three. Holding the phone to your head, ear, using the speakerphone, having some other accessory device, Bluetooth, earpods in your ears, or close to your ears. All right, here we go. Let's start with the pros who say that cell phones are safe to use. Numerous peer-reviewed studies have found that cell phone use is not associated with an increased risk of brain tumors. An October 20th, 2011 study of 358,000 plus Danish citizens, the largest study of its kind to date, concluded that there was no association between tumors of the central nervous system or brain and long-term use of mobile phones, long-term in this case being 10 years or more. A July 27th, 2011 study found that there was no association between cell phone use and brain tumor risks among children and adolescents. Numerous other studies published from 2001 to 2013 have similarly concluded that there is no association between cell phone use and the development of brain tumors. So notice that right now, in that discussion, the focus was brain tumors. Okay, let's get our first con, where they say that cell phone use is not safe. Listen to what they say. Numerous peer-reviewed studies have shown an association, an association between cell phone use and the development of brain tumors. According to a March 2008 meta-analysis of cell phone studies, there is a consistent pattern connecting cell phone use and an increased risk of developing glioma, a type of brain tumor. A March 31st, 2009 study found that long-term cell phone use, again being 10 years or more, approximately doubles the risk of being diagnosed with glioma on the same side of the head where the cell phone is held. Same side of the head where the cell phone is held. In April 2013, another study of Swedish cell phone users also found an association between cell phone use and the development of glioma and acoustic neuroma, a benign tumor formation on the nerve near the ear. That study's conclusions were confirmed by a different study in April 2014. Other studies, wow, how's it sounding to you so far, everyone? Both sides. Other studies published from 2005 to 2013 have similarly concluded that there is an association between cell phone use and increased risk of developing brain and head tumors. We'll be talking about this some more. In fact, we'll continue this discussion next Thursday. All right. Till next time, I want you to give some thought to how you'll be using cell phones. Keep an open mind as we continue to take a look at cell phone use, whether they're safe or not. We'll have to definitely make some decisions. We want to be able to get the benefits from them, but see if we can hold down on any possible harm that there can be. So, well, let's work through this together. In the meantime, just in a general sense, I want you to be thinking about how you can let some of life's best moments come through you.